This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, another selection of the coolest indie rock covers, starting with the legend that is Booker T and a cover of a legendary southern hip-hop group. Welcome to episode 202 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to another set of indie rock covers. Opening the show was Booker T, with an instrumental cover of the Outkast classic Hey Ya. Booker T. Jones is of course most well known for his legendary work in the 60s under Booker T and the MGs, including writing one of the greatest songs ever, Green Onions. Booker T was still rocking out on that organ in 2009, when he got the Drive-By Truckers and Neil Young into the studio to record the album Potato Hole. And that's a really great record. Alongside the Hey Ya cover, I really recommend the track Native New Yorker. That legendary organ playing goes really well with the gritty roots rock being laid down by the Truckers. Next, LA surf rock band A La Las, the cover of an obscure folk rock song. A La Las is a band I've played plenty on this show. They're great, and one of the coolest and funkiest indie surf rock bands out there. They released a 3-track covers EP in late 2017. It features a version of Television's Hard on Love, and a really, really great take on George Harrison's Fish on the Sand, which I played on an earlier covers show. The third track covers the obscure, but absolutely brilliant 70s freak folk song, The Earth Won't Hold Me, by Kathy Heideman. The original version is a real crate digger find, and while it doesn't hold up to the original, the reverb-soaked A La Last cover is really cool too. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was A La Last, with a cover of Kathy Heideman's The Earth Won't Hold Me. Next up, a cover of a fan-favourite Pavement song. Few songs are as quintessentially Pavement in their slacker indie brilliance as Box Elder. It was never really given a proper studio album release, so when it was eventually included on the compilation of early Pavement singles, Westing by Musket and Sextant, many would assume it was Pavement who was doing the covering of the original by The Wedding Present. The English indie rockers were arguably bigger at the time, and their best album, 98's Bizarro, featured their take on Box Elder. The Pavement version is now, of course, better known, and it's the best version, one of my favourite Pavement songs. But here's the also really good, grungier Wedding Present version.
Make a choice. I had to get right out of this.
This is episode 202 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're playing indie rock covers, and that was The Wedding Present with Box Elder. Next up is Nada Surf. Nada Surf is a band of two halves. They started their career with grungy alt rock and the album High Low, the record that I started this podcast with. They've since gone on to release some of the best sunny indie rock you'll hear, and are an excellent band in either guise. Rightfully, the grungy Nada Surf is out for the 1997 cover of the Iggy and the Stooges track I'm Sick of You. The original was recorded during the Raw Power sessions, but it was never given a proper release until years later. The quiet, loud Nada Surf cover was first released on the Iggy Pop tribute album We Will Fall, and this version is from the unreleased Tracks and Rarities album called North 6th Street. Here's Nada Surf and I'm Sick of You.
Thank you.
That was Nada Surf, with their cover of The Stooges' I'm Sick of You. Sticking with big, loud rockers, three of my all-time favourite covers come from the 2009 Drive-By Truckers bonus tracks album, The Fine Print. It includes a take on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Rebels, also a masterful, full-band effort cover of Like a Rolling Stone. Then, there's Warren Zevon's track, Play It All Night Long. The original is on Zevon's 1980 album Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, and it's a brilliant song, taking a gloomy look into the American South and paying tribute to the recently departed proper lineup of Lynyrd Skynyrd. The truckers turned the volume to 12 and let out a thunderous tribute to both Skynyrd and, at the time of recording, the recently departed Warren Zevon. Here's Drive-By Truckers and Play It All Night Long.
Act
That was Drive-By Truckers and their take on Warren Zevon's classic, Play It All Night Long. Our final track this week is from The Entrance Band, LA-based stoner rock group The Entrance Band, sometimes also just known as Entrance, have a limited but very good discography. The track Grim Reaper Blues from their self-titled record is one of the best pieces of Sabbath-influenced hardcore psych rock, and they're no slacks at covers either. On a previous show, I played their take on Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac track, The Green Manalishi. And check that out. Seriously, the riff is insane, one of the best guitar tones I've ever heard. Their second best cover is A House Is Not a Motel by iconic LA 60s psych rock group, Love. Covering one of the greatest psych rock songs ever written, here's The Entrance Band covering Love's A House Is Not a Motel. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.